Namo Buddhaya. A king wanted to write down a quote on his sword to not to be too much happy when he wins and to not to be too much sad when he loses. Now this king found out that his mind gets too much obsessed when he wins and his mind gets too much obsessed when he defeats. So he gave this job to write down a quote on his sword to his mentor. So the mentor thought for a while and he simply wrote down these amazing four words on his sword. It said, "This too shall pass." I'll repeat it again. "This too shall pass." See, when we live in this world, there are worldly conditions that we have to experience in this world. The Buddha named these worldly conditions as 8 worldly conditions, Atta Loka Dhamma. In Dutiya Loka Dhamma Sutta, the Buddha explains this, that because the whole world revolves around 8 worldly conditions. And the 8 worldly conditions revolves around this world. What are these 8 worldly conditions? The Buddha explains that gain and loss is a worldly condition. And praise and blame is a worldly condition. And fame and disgrace is a worldly condition. And pleasure and pain is a worldly condition. So these are the worldly conditions that we go through and we experience in all of our lives. Now the problem is not having to go through these all worldly conditions. The problem behind this is our minds get too much obsessed with these worldly conditions. When we win, our minds get too much attached to it. And we forget that this victory won't last forever. And when we fall down, our minds get too much obsessed with that defeat. And we think that this defeat, this sadness, this suffering will last forever. But in reality, all good things come to an end. And as well as all bad things come to an end. Nothing lasts forever. So how can we live by not being attached to this winning and losing and not being attached to any kind of these worldly conditions? Now, Buddha shows us the way to not to be attached to any kind of these things. The way to do that is to simply understand the nature of all these conditions. What is the nature? The nature of all the worldly conditions is they are subjected to change, right? When you win, it is subjected to change. When you lose, it is subjected to change. And it is impermanent. Simply, you can remind it to yourself that this too shall pass. Okay, when you hit the rock bottom, when you go through problems, when you go through difficulties in your life, just remember to yourself that this too shall pass. This pain, this suffering too shall pass. And when you win and when you're happy and when everyone cheers for you around you, always remember to yourself that this is not going to last forever. This too shall pass. That is one of my favorite quotes that I read recently. It says, "When you win, you are not good as you think you are. And when you lose, you are not bad as you think you are." So when you win, everyone will cheer to you. Everyone will congratulate you. Everyone will say good things about you. But always remember, you are a man. You are a human. You are imperfect. And everything is subjected to change. Now, this does not say that you should not enjoy winning. You should not enjoy victory. You can enjoy victory. You can be happy about it. But simply understand this winning, this victory won't last forever. And when you lose, you have to remember to yourself that you are not bad as you think you are. You can learn from your mistakes. You can learn from your fails. And you can always improve yourself and always think that this is not going to last forever. This pain is not going to last forever. By simply understanding that everything is subjected to change, nothing is permanent in life will help you to achieve a happier and more fulfilling life by not being attached to any kind of these extremes. When you win, do not be too much attached to it. And when you lose, do not be too much attached to it. Then you will be happy. Namo Buddhaya.